This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We, as in you, me, and probably a lot of people we know, have this sort of fascination with the present moment. Go to any bookstore and walk into the self-help section and you'll find dozens of books, some good and some, well, some just not, on how you can live in the present moment. There's like this pressure to find that peaceful stillness in the here and now. But the irony is that the stress of perfecting the art of living in the present moment is sometimes so overwhelming that you, in turn, never get to actually enjoy it. Hey, I'm Arvind Yuvraj. You're listening to 5 for Fortune, and today we're going to be talking about the most practical ways to find yourself back in the present moment. I say most practical because, let's be honest, there are a lot of methods out there that involve things like meditation and yoga and even some expensive seminars, and I wouldn't be able to cover those or even vouch for them really on this show, so the onus is on you for that one. Today, though, I'm going to keep things grounded and real and, frankly, really cheap because, hey, cheap is good, right?
Number one.
Okay, so the first thing we need to do is find newness in the things we do. I know it's not as easy as it sounds, but it's one of the most effective ways of finding yourself back in the present moment. The formula is pretty simple. We like the past because things were new, so if we keep things fresh now, it won't seem as though the past was way better than what you currently have. Here's how it works. When we were kids or even teenagers growing up, we had a lot of new experiences, right? Some good, some not so good, but either way, they were fresh experiences that kept us grounded in the present moment because it kept us focused. As we grow, our experiences tend to repeat themselves, and in time we become sort of desensitized.
Okay, doctors, so now give me the good news.
Well, the good news is that you can still find new experiences, it might just take a little more effort. Traveling is one of the best ways to enjoy the present. Seeing new sights and meeting new people keeps you constantly aware of everything new that's happening around you. But travel is expensive, I get it. And you don't have to travel far. There are places, even locally, that have new experiences to offer. If travel isn't your thing or you don't have the time to do it right now, try picking up a new skill. Go for a weeknight art class or paint or pick up a new instrument. You know what really works though? Picking up a skill that's outside of your comfort zone. Like if you're afraid of water, pick up swimming. A thrilling experience like that, plus overcoming your fears, will give you newness you need to find yourself back in the present moment again.
Number 2.
This one's pretty obvious, but we sometimes take it for granted. Spending time with good company, be it friends, family, or even pets, is a great way to center yourself in the present. Couple this with good food and some good music, and you've got a healthy experience that will also make for good memories down the road. The idea here is to keep creating new memories, enjoying them as they happen. We sometimes fail to do this because of work and other commitments that we have, but it's pretty important to set some time aside to just kick back and relax and have fun chats with people we like. You know what's a really good way to find good company? You should play a sport that you like. Sports creates healthy relationships amongst players in the same team. Not so much the opposite team, especially if you beat them so bad they have to go home and write an angry Facebook post about it, but with your own team. Also, volunteering for charity or things like food drives help a lot. It allows you to meet like-minded people and you're also doing something good for the community. It's pretty much a win-win.
Number 3.
You know how when you're stressed out of your mind, people tend to say, take a breather or just remember to breathe? Well, it actually makes a lot of sense. They're not just telling you to do the involuntary act of breathing, our bodies can handle that part just fine. What they're really saying is take deep breaths. There's a reason to this, and that's because when you take deep breaths, you're bringing focus back to you right now and your surroundings in this moment. Our minds tend to wander and we have these sentimental flashbacks every now and then. Or we start worrying about the future because it's an uncertainty. So it's important to bring your thoughts back to where you are right now. When you're focused on your breathing, you get to concentrate on the present, and your mind slowly calms itself when you've successfully done this.
Number 4.
We've all heard the phrase, block out those negative thoughts, right? Or stop thinking about it, right? And yeah, people who say it mean well enough, but it actually only makes the problem worse if you really think about it. Unresolved emotions and lost opportunities from the past tend to come back and cause us a lot of frustration. And the common advice for this would be to stop thinking about it. I mean, that would work if we could just forget about it, but since we can't, the best we can do is to resist those thoughts. And the problem is, resistance only makes those thoughts or emotions stronger or more complex. I'll give you an example. If I say, don't think about a pink elephant, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? If you were listening, chances are you're thinking about a pink elephant, even though I told you not to think about it and you're trying so hard not to think about a pink elephant. So resisting thoughts only causes that thought to keep popping up, which in turn causes stress. The easiest way here is to just, well, feel what you gotta feel and process it. Don't judge your thoughts, don't try to block it. Feel it, let it pass, watch your thoughts as though you were a third person, and you'll find that after a while, those thoughts from your past start to lose impact. That's because your mind has learned to process and probably slowly ignore them, which is a big step in not allowing the past and future to take time away from what's happening right in front of you right now.
Number 5.
Okay, so we're all guilty of doing this. You're sitting at your desk and wondering about stuff that you could have said or could have done so that things would be different now. It happens. As people, we're pretty imaginative. We like to assume that something we could have done might have made this moment infinitely better than what it is right now. The truth is, that's almost never the case. Taking a right instead of a left would have brought about its own set of constants and variables. The reality is, you can't really know how something would have turned out. It's just an illusion to take us away from the present moment, and frankly, it's capable of causing a lot of stress because it makes you feel like the current moment is inadequate in comparison. Honestly, the past was cool and all, but let's just admit that we also look at it through rose-colored nostalgia goggles. The mind has a way of taking the best moments and splicing them together in this epic montage with our favorite songs looping in the background. And the reason we didn't worry so much in the past is because we didn't have much of a past back then, obviously, and also because we didn't care about living in the moment. The irony is that not giving much thought to the idea that we want to live in the present just made it happen so naturally. We were constantly present and we didn't need an episode of Five for Fortune to tell us stuff like this. So okay, let me get to the gist of it. The message is stop trying too hard. You might have some good stuff going on, some bad stuff going on, but that's just the way it is. And the fact is the present moment is good. Make peace with the fact that the past is done and the future is uncertain. Since all we really have is right now, like right now, like and like right now, and like right now, you know, you might as well just start living in it. And that's about it. Take note that I'm no expert and I did my fair share of reading and research and I decided to share the best and most practical tips with you guys. So if you have more solid advice, feel free to share your thoughts over at BFM Radio. Of course, the past isn't a bad thing, and if you'd like to time travel to like a few minutes ago and listen to this episode again, you can via podcast. So just head on over to bfm.my. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some breathing exercises to do while trying not to think about pink elephants. So I'll see you next week, amigos. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.